Yeah, those we are beginning Yerida Simin Sadi Beis, which is the simin of when Basar falls into Cholov. Right? The next few Seifim are going to be what happens when you have a Tipas Cholov that falls on Basar. But Sif Aleph is based on the Gemara and Kuf Chesam and Aleph going over to Kuf Chesam and Beis, where we talk about a Kizayis Basar that falls into a Yorah of Cholov. Right? Kizayis Basar falls into a pot of Cholov. So Rav has a statement that the Basar is Usar and the Cholov is going to be Mutar. Right? Rav says that the meat is Usar. Obviously, the meat absorbs the Cholov, so therefore the meat becomes Usar and the Cholov is going to be Mutar. That's what the Gemara says. So, frankly, Gemara, I don't understand. Why is it that the basar is usar and the cholov is mutar? Don't they have to be nervous that that piece of basar absorbs cholov and then the cholov gets spit back out from the basar into the rest of the cholov? Meaning, the cholov that's absorbed in the basar now has a name, right? He's our evil enemy. He's called basar b'cholov. So that bit of cholov that comes out is a bit of basar b'cholov that comes out, and that basar b'cholov should trafe up everything else. Either trafes up everything else because you hold min b'mino is not going to be batal, and in that situation, there's like no way of rectifying the situation. Min b'mino is not batal. Alternatively, you could say that it trafes everything else, everything up, unless you have shishim. But for the Gemara, how is it that Rav says categorically that the piece of basar falls into the cholov? So Rav says that the basar is asur and the cholov is mutter. For the Gemara, if you hold efshel sochto asur, so then the cholov should also be asur because the cholov is called cholov nevela because it's treif milk, and that treif milk should asur the rest of the milk in the kedera. So the Gemara at first suggests that Gedi Asra Torah v'lo cholov. Right? It's an interesting way of reading Hebrew. Lo tevasheo Gedi, the chalev imo. The chalev, the cholov, is what creates an iser on the Gedi. Right? The cholov makes the Gedi aser. But the iser is only on the basar. The Isser is not on the Cholov. So at first, the Gemara suggests that when Rav tells me that the Basar is Usser and the Cholov is Mutter, what Rav means is that I'm reading Hebrew. I'm saying, so the Basar is Usser and the Cholov is Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, no, that can't be the Pshat, because the Halacha is that you do not need a full Kezayis of Basar to create the problem. We Paskin, that a chatzizayis of basar is mitzdarif of the chatzizayis of cholov to make a kezayis of basar b'cholov. Now, basar b'cholov is going to be usar with less than a kezayis based on the rules of chatzishir usar Torah. But let's say you're involved in an isser contest, and you want to get malchus as much as you can. So if that's the case, you need a kezayis. Well, does that kezayis have to be kezayis of basar? Or is it enough to be a tziruf of kezayis, basar, together with cholov? Sachakol, a kezayis. So if you hold notfashel gedi b'chalevimo, if you hold that the iser is the gedi, not the cholov, so then what should emerge is that you do not need a kezayis of basar. We pass that you do need a kezayis of basar. So how come Rav says that the basar is usar and the cholov is mutter? That's the Gemara's kasha. And friendly Gemara, the Gemara answers, oh, La'olam kosofa rav cholov nami aser v'hacha b'mayas ginon kigon shenofal v'toch yore rosachas demivla bala miflat lo palet. The Gemara says that fundamentally you hold that it's not a din that only gedi is aser, not cholov. Really, cholov is also aser. How come in this case we assume that only the piece of meat becomes usar, only basar is usar, and the cholov is mutter? Zakhti Gemara, the reason I assume that the cholov is going to be mutter is because it's a boiling pot, and the boiling pot creates a situation that the basar absorbs chalav, but the basar does not spit out the chalav. Miflat bala, right? Miflat lo palat. Right? The case the Gemara says is that you are removing the basar from the kedera before the resicha stops. It's mamish roseach. It's mala avabuos. It is boiling. Right? You could see the bubbles. So in that situation, zach the Gemara, so the basar is going to be asar and the cholav is going to be mutter, because mifla bala, miflat lo palat, it doesn't spit out the isser, right? So the cholav that's inside the basar isn't getting spit back into the kedera, but mifla bala, but the piece of basar absorbs the cholav. So the piece of basar is asar alts basar b'chalav, because this meat absorbed chalav. But the rest of the kedera is not going to be a problem based on this rule of mivla bala, miflat lo palat. Deep breath. Now, what does mivla bala, miflat lo palat mean? So Taisvis has two shitos. The shita of the Rashbam and his brother, the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam says that mivla bala mifla lo palat means that things do not give off their isser. You can absorb right away, but you don't spit out until, right, the way Taisa says it, until it is done absorbing. You can't be involved in two processes at once. You can't take orgo and physics at once. You can't do two things at once, unless you're Brian, right? But the Vard is that mivla bala, mivla lo palat, according to the Rashbam, means that you are absorbing the iser, and kol's man, you're absorbing, you can't spit it out. So therefore, the Rashbam says, you know what? We're going to assume that the cholav that was trapped in this piece of meat is not going to shoot back out until the piece of meat stops absorbing. Consequently, the Rashbam holds that when I kasher a keli, right, how do I kasher a keli? I kasher a keli, let's say I have a treif pot, so I'm going to stick it into a larger pot of boiling water. The Rashbam is going to say, you can't just stick it in and pull it out. You have to leave it there for a certain amount of time. Because when you just put it in for a second, so blia is happening. It's absorbing. But it's not going to be pilate until a certain amount of time has come and gone. So the Rashbam says that, you know what? Plita or plata does not happen until some amount of time comes back. Till some amount of time comes and goes. Yitzi.
The feedback, you should daf, if you're kasher a keli, you should daf away until it stops boiling.
If you kasher a keli, I don't necessarily have to wait. Yeah, I mean, if I wait until it stops boiling, that for sure would do the trick. Even when it's boiling, at some point, it's going to be sava milivloya. At some point, it's absorbed enough. And at that point, it's going to begin poilate. But as the Rabbeinu Tam asks on the Rashbam, nobody knows how long that amount of time is. That amount of time is what we say. Some things are mysterious. We don't know. Jesse?
That's what I was going to say.
Minayadina. Like, we have no idea.
So in theory, you have to do this method. Wait until it starts boiling is the only thing you're left with.
Correct. I mean, you'd have to do a method that you leave it there for a really, really long time. Or when it cools down, when it stops boiling, so then you know the trick. And then the isser that was previously absorbed in the pot will come out once it's been there for a long time. And by a long time, it might mean, for sure, you accomplish a long time when it stops boiling. That's basically the Rashbam. Mr. Pellet-Schwartz. Stop boiling means the Achreinim say it's no longer mala avabuos. Right? If I turn off the stove and I guess for a second after I turn off the stove, it's still going to be boiling. But you don't have to turn off the stove necessarily. If you lower the temperature and it's no longer bubbling.
And you don't want to take it off. But you shouldn't take it off.
Well, if I take it off the fire, it might be a kli rishon shelo agabei ha'esh, and whether kli rishon shelo agabei ha'esh can kasher a kli rishon that became treif agabei ha'esh is a discussion in the Ran. You lower the fire until it's not boiling, okay, right? We'll say it like that.
Question.
Yes.
If atomic particles are physical, then wouldn't it make sense that you would first be boleya and then be nafli?
That's Rashbam.
Sorry, possibly. You should first be knocking and then be boleya, because you only have space in your wall for a certain number of atomic particles. So you can't take in, you can't start taking in stuff until you're knocking the other stuff out, right? Because there's only 100 atomic particles of volume in the wall of my pot. How can I take 100?
So again, why it is that the absorption process happens before the spitting out process? I think that's your question, right? I have no reason to assume that spitting out happens before absorption. Like, I don't know.
I only have space for a certain number of particles. Of course I can spit out what I can.
But remember, let's assume that the entire pot is not suffused, right? So if the entire pot is not suffused, so we're assuming that first absorption, then spitting out. That's the shita of the Rashbam. So according to the Rashbam, that's why basar is usar and the cholav is mutar. Again, you should read this taisis. It's the third taisis on Kuf Chasam Abayz. The Rabbeinu Tam has let me say it like this. Let me say, before I get to Rabbeinu Tam, the Prima Godim points out that according to the Rashbam, you don't need a kfeila to taste the cholav right at the beginning. Because when you think about it, mivla bola, mifla lopolat, zosomeris, that the meat is absorbing the cholov, but the meat is not shooting any meatness into the cholov. So according to the Rashbam, that when I put the meat in, I put the meat into when it's boiling. By the way, the Badi Ashochem points out that if I put the meat in the pot before it's boiling, if it's not malava boys, so then I have to be nervous that maybe it's going to be pilate at that time. Right? But the din in the Gemara is only if it's a kedera of sachas. But the Prima Godim notes that you don't even need a kfeila to taste your cholov and see if there is any meat flavor in my cholov. Because it's Ki'ilu, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he told us, Mifla Bola, Mifla Wapalat, none of the flesh goes into the meat at, none of the flesh goes into the milk at all until it stops boiling, let's say, or until it's Savamilavloya, which is at some later point. But you don't, if you put it in, right, you don't have to have a kfeila taste it, because you know, right? Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Ki'ilu, that the meat is not giving any of its time into the milk. Hello, Mr. Noah.
I guess the chelam we give to you, say to Rashbam, that the Rashbam doesn't get to, it just sounds like the Rashbam saying is that, I thought that the Lashon of Gemara of being bled for Knaflin, It's not talking about the milk that was now brought into the meat.
Right, that's a different shita.
That's a different shita.
The Rashbam says nothing comes out until it's savami levoya. Nothing comes out. So if I put the meat into a boiling pot of milk, right? So, and I put it in, and I pull it out while it's boiling, let's say, or I pull out a second after, I know for sure it's not subamil of laya. I do not need a kfela to taste that milk. I know for sure.
Three seconds.
I know for sure, right? I know for sure that the basar did not give any basar flavor into the cholov. That's what the Rashbam says. Brian?
I think the dumpster should have a wash on that. You take a vegetable and throw it into boiling pot of water, right? It becomes green.
So the kasha that some of the Rishonim ask on the Rashbam is if I take a vegetable and I put the vegetable into a pot of boiling water, I see stuff begins to come out. The Rashbam is going to say that that only happens after it's Savamil of Loya. Again, I don't know how much time Savamil of Loya means. Nobody knows. But the Rashbam would say in and out does not create a problem. By the way, look in the Pesachei Tshuva that we encountered in Simin Kuf Hei, Se'if Katin Zion with the star, Se'if Katin Ches, depending on which Shulchan Aruch you have, right? The Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Chamudei Daniel that let's say I put a piece of meat into what? Kuf Hei, Se'if Katin Zion with the star, or Ches, depending which Shulchan Aruch you have. Right, in the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes on the Chamudei Daniel. The Chamudei Daniel, by the way, they quote Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad. Right? It wasn't really published. Recently, the Chamudei Daniel was published. One of my Talmidim bought me a gift, the actual Chamudei Daniel. The thing is, it doesn't really add much that the Pesachei Tshuva doesn't quote. But okay, what can we do? But the Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad has now been published. There's a few extra words here and there. But this one I did not look at. But the Chamudei Daniel writes that if I put a piece of meat into a pot of milk, right? So the Chamudei Daniel says if you put it in and you pull it out, it doesn't create a problem. It can't happen. Bleas can't be, it's reasonable, no? In second, I put it in, I pull out. Chamudei Daniel says no Esser at all. Bechari, that's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara sounds like Bliya is instantaneous, right? Mifla Bola, right? Mifla Lo Polat. It doesn't spit its Isser out until there's been a little bit of time. This is the Shita of the Rashbam. The Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is Azoi. Rabbeinu Tam says that, like where Brian noted, what do you mean it's not Pilate? It's polite in a second. I put a piece of celery in the pot and I see the pot becomes green. Of course it's polite. So Rabbeinu Tam learned, no, mivla bala, mivla lo polat means that stuff which it absorbed now, it will not spit out until, let's say, the resicha stops. So therefore, right, what the Gemara means is that basar is usar the chol of his mutter, because the basar absorbed the cholov, right away. You want to say that the rest of the cholov should become usar because that cholov which was absorbed is going to be injected back into the pot with the rest of the cholov. And according to us, that we hold min b'min like is batal shini shishim keneged that shini shishim keneged that cholov that comes out. No. Zuck the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Hezber of Mivla Bolat, Mifla Lo Polat is the stuff that it absorbed right now, right, will not shoot out. It won't be injected until it stops Resifa. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Prima Gadim notes, this is, the Prima Gadim in Mishpatzos Se'if Katin Aleph, the Prima Gadim notes, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what basically happens is the stuff that was in the Kedera beforehand will be pilate right away. It's only the stuff that was Bileya now that won't be pilate until later. But the stuff that was there originally will be pilate right now. So let's say I have a piece of meat that goes into a Kedera of Cholov. For the Rabbeinu Tam, I have to taste that Kedera of Cholov to make sure there's no Tam Basar in it. The Cholov that was absorbed in the Basar won't go back out. But the Basar that was there, Mikad Mestana, the Basar that was there beforehand will be injected out right away. And consequently, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I need my good beloved friend, my Kfela, if I'm a Sfaradi, if you're an Ashkenazi, Kfelas are not your friends. That's the Ramon notes over here also, referencing what he said in Sadi Ches. If you are a Sfaradi, so a Kfela is your friend, And therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to ask your friend the Kveila to taste the Cholov, because maybe some basar went into the Cholov, and maybe that basar is nicing time into the Kedera with the Cholov. And therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be toyim it, even if it went in right away. That's the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, as opposed to the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says, mivlabo mivlalopola, means the stuff that it absorbed right now. The Rashbam says it's not pilates anything. So therefore, according to the Rashbam, you don't need a kfela. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you do. Yitzi, you had a comment?
Yeah, if it's not fully the cholov that it was mafia, then what is it? Isn't it automatically be fully basar?
Yeah.
So then wouldn't that make it basar cholov?
Assuming that it's nicing time into the cholov, it's basar b'cholov. If it's not nicing time, it's not basar b'cholov.
As far as the cholov is kutaris, that means provided there's shishim.
Providing there's shishim, providing you have some kfeila who comes and tastes and says that the cholov doesn't have any basar flavor. That's correct.
Isn't that the Machon Beis Yosef has a Machon? Isn't that the Kashan Beis Yosef has a Machon? Why he requires Shishim still?
The Beis Yosef talks about this issue. It's not exactly his Kasha, but he's talking about this issue. I'll say it like that. Prima Godin notes that the Rambam seems to be a little bit different than both of these shitas. The Rambam writes, right, this is Peretes Halacha Chesem Acholus Asuros, and by the way, this is one of those cases where the Mechaber does not cut and paste a Rambam. Usually the Mechaber just takes the Lashon HaRambam and puts it in the Shulchan Aruch, no? But in this case, the Mechaber adds a little bit. The Mechaber writes that a kezayis basar falls into a yorav cholov roseach. So the goy has to taste the kedera. If he says yesh botam basar, it's asar. Vim lav mutar, right? Meaning you have to taste it, which would sound like it is the. You have to taste it. Sounds like Rabbi Mutam, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to taste the cholov to make sure that there's no basar. According to the Rashbam, you don't have to taste it. Bamed var mamburim, ishakodam v'chotzi hachaticha kodem shetiflait cholov shebola. Dahainu kodem shetanuach hayore mirisicha. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch sounds straight up like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to take it out before it absorbs, before it spits out. Kaidem shetiflait cholov shabola. That's straight the Rabbeinu Tam. However, in the Rambam does not sound like that. The Lashon HaRambam, which the Beis Yosef quotes at the end of Mechudash Aleph. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam holds like the Rashbam. Beis Yosef writes that kodem shesoko means kodem shetanua hayoyre mirisipa, meaning that kol's man shehu roseach, it's not polite at all. And the Beis Yosef says that Lashon of the Rambam sounds like the Rashbam, right? Which is a little bit difficult, because if you hold like the Rashbam, so then if you take the piece of meat out while it is Reseach, you don't need to imask feila. The Rambam says, I do need to imask feila. Yet the Rambam says, I need to imask feila right away. That sounds like the Rabbeinu Tam. But then the Rambam says, that what? that what will come out is the basar itself, not the, or mivla balat, mivla lo polat, means that kinayach mivli yaso, then it's going to be polate at all, which sounds like the lashon of the Rashbam. So the difficulty is that the Rambam is like mizake shtar la beitre. The Rambam holds that you have to be to'aim the kedera. It sounds like the basar is going to come out right away. But the Rambam's nusach then is that kinayach mibliyaso hadar polet, that's going to spit nothing out beforehand, and only kinayach mibliyaso will spit anything out. The Rambam does not say kinayach mibliyaso, it's polet, this which it absorbed. The Beis Yosef adds those words, this which it absorbed. So the Beis Yosef is trying to doctor the Rambam up so that the Rambam fits in. So that the Rambam fits in with what's it called? So that the Rambam, oh, I forgot, the Prima Gadol that's broken up is on the page. So that the Rambam is the same as the Rabbi Nutam, but Be'etzem, the Rambam does not agree with the Rabbi Nutam. And the Prima Gadol in the Mishpatzos Os Aleph, Dibra Hamas Kol Da, Yesh Lomar, the Harambam Yesh Lo Shita Shlishes, L'chumra, meaning, Kozman Shal Saba Milav Loa, Polate, Shall atzmo umasha bola lo polat v'chinayich milivloa af masha bola polat. Right, so the Prima Godim is saying that kol zman shel sova milivloa, it's polate what it had beforehand. Basar will be niflat, but the stuff that was absorbed right now, it's not going to be polate until it's nayich milivloa. So the Prima Gadim is pointing out that the Rambam has a Shita Shlishis in this Sugya. And it's interesting that the Beis Yosef in this case decides to, or not Beis Yosef, the Orphan of the Shulchan Aruch, decides to change the Lashon of the Rambam. Yitzi the Noah.
For a meaning time, why does it matter when it's fully the column that it was?
Also, it matters because at that moment, when it's polate l'cholov that it absorbed now, so I have to be worried that that cholov, which now is basar b'cholov, will trafe up all the rest of the cholov. Meaning, even though the goy tasted it and there's no tam basar, but I have tam cholov, meaning basar b'cholov, that goes into other cholov, and I can't taste that because fundamentally it's like a mindaminai. It all tastes like cholov, but part of the stuff that tastes like cholov is halachically basar b'cholov, and right. So the te'imas kfeila doesn't help on that. Te'imas kfeila only helps on the basar that goes into the cholov. Okay, Noah.
Can we
even do that
at all? Speak
louder.
Can we even do it? Can we do that in the Lashon of Rambam? He says mutter, and then he says sorry, Timas Kela. That first, you know, like almost like he holds bats and like the Rashbam, but he's machmir to have Timas Kela bats and he holds his mother.
And now, but the Prima Gadim is saying that according to the Rashbam, nothing will come out until it stops boiling.
No, my point being is that the Rambam, the Atzim holds like the Rashbam, but he's machmir for the Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, I mean, that's similar. That's what the Prima Gadim is basically saying. No. That the Rambam is being machmir both ways. Like, whether that means fundamentally I hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, but I hold like the Rashbam, you know, like, you know. Maybe, yeah, and Ochanami, but, okay. So again, so my piece of basar falls into the fall of. So the din is, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're a Sfaradi, you do Timas Kfeila, and the Kfeila determines whether the Cholov tastes like basar. Tell me, gentlemen, how come I'm assuming, Rav says it's a Dover Pashut, the piece of basar that falls into the Cholov, so the basar is Asar, because the basar absorbs Cholov. Why don't I ask my Goy to taste it? And let the guy taste it and say, hey, Schwartz, this meat just tastes like plain meat. I don't taste any cholov in this meat. How come the din of ti'ima is only on the cholav shebekadeira? Why don't I say that there's ti'ima on the shtikel basar itself? Right? So you're right. Some milk went into this meat. Zozain. But who says this meat now became basar b'cholav? Unless I have my halige kfeila, who comes and tells me, by the way, the shach over here like hedges the bets. He says, oh, kfeila meziach pitumo, look in sadiches, no? That's what the shach writes. The assumption is that you've learned Harimus before basar b'cholav. Just saying. But why don't I do ti'ima on the basar and figure out whether this basar has tam cholav in it or not? How can I categorically say that basar is asar? Maybe I should do ti'ima on the basar.
Doesn't have cholav in it?
Yeah, but who says that's a problem? Even if I have cholav in it, if it's not nasing tam,
who cares?
If it doesn't taste like basar b'cholav, it's not basar b'cholav. A tiny bit of
kicker, though.
If there's tam, if there's no tam, there's no tam kicker. Tam kicker, tam, right? If a guy tastes it and there's no tam,
you can make a chiluk between when the meat is tam of basar into the cholov, as opposed to we're not bits of meat sitting around in this.
No, but
there's just the tam of basar in the cholov. Here we have literal milk.
But if it doesn't taste like milk, it's not milk. That. I agree with Mr. Pellet Schwartz. I don't always agree with you, but in this case, I agree with you. Right? He's right. So the Achronim ask this kasha. If you look in the Badi Ashokhan Sifkot and Ches, he speaks about this kasha. And the Badei HaShulchan quotes that goyim are not neman in all cases. A goy is only neman if there's a decent chance that there's no tam of basar in the chalav. But if there's a very unlikely chance, so then if the goy says he doesn't taste cholav in the basar, we say, my dear Slobodan, I like you. Actually, I don't like you, Slobodan. You're a mass murderer. But Slobodan, I can't trust when you say that there is no tam of cholav in the basar, because it's so likely. Siz in ganzen unmeglach, it's totally unreasonable that there is no tam of cholav in the basar. So therefore, if Slobodan says that there's no cholav in the basar, we say, Slobodan, bistu ashakrin, a grace oliganer, you're lying to me, Slobodan. Not only you're a mass murderer, you also lie. And that's what it says in the Prima Godem, that the Badei HaShulchan quotes if katin ches. But the Badei HaShulchan in the Beit Urim over there, like page Kuf Mem Beis, Badei HaShulchan quotes a different vart, where he doesn't quote it in full, he quotes in part. He quotes a vart from the Tshuvas of Arugas HaBosim. The Arugas HaBosim asks Akasha, I have meat. I'm not sure. Is it basar b'cholav or is it not basar b'cholav? Or I have cholav. I'm not sure. Is it basar b'cholav or is it not basar b'cholav? So any good Sfaradi will say, right, ti'imat kfeila. Right? I missed the ayin. Ti'imas kfeila. Right? That's what you do. You taste it. What's the hetzer to taste it? It's a suffix. Maybe there's basar in the cholav. That means maybe it's asar b'hanama. If I give a piece of basar b'cholav to a guy, I got hanama, because Slobodan is going to say thank you. Slobodan is going to say, Schwartz, I very much appreciate that you gave me this piece of basar b'cholav. Or I very much appreciate that you gave me whatever it is, but I'm going to be mekabel some sort of tova from Slobodan. So there's an issur d'oraisa of hana'ah from basar b'cholav. It's a suffix d'oraisa whether this is basar b'cholav or not basar b'cholav. So what's my heter to give it to a guy? I am Suffik deraisa hachmir. I should not be allowed to give it to a guy. Isn't this a creative kasha, gentlemen? Here's a kasha. You got to smile. Here's a kasha. Tani, you're not smiling. Right? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. So the Arugas Habosim answers that, you know what? I'm only megal to do ti'imas kfeila because I have a cheskas heter on the cholov. I have basar that gives time into the cholov. The cholov beforehand was mutter. And I have a suffik, whether it became usser. So out suffik, I can shtel on the chazaka. And shteling on the chazaka means I'm going to say I could give it to Slobodan. It's not going to be a violation of the Isser Hana'ah because it's a cheskes heter. But we all know that chazaka has many different meanings in Shas. Like Rav Shechter always quotes this from the Prima Gunim Sefer Kailalas. Chazaka means a bunch of different things. Chazaka could mean like in Dine Mamnes, chazaka kol mashetachas yado sha'adam ishalo. If I'm holding my yarmulke, it's assumed to be my yarmulke. Chazaka can mean like cheskes gimel shonim by squatters' rights, right? Chazaka could mean the status quo. But chazaka also means the overwhelming majority based on what I assume happened. Chazaka is another way of saying razzle-dazzle, strong rife. No? Many times in Shas, the word chazaka means strong rove, right? The din is that rove hametzui, there's a chazaka, that rove hametzui neitzam shchita mumchanein. Rove hametzui neitzam bakvayis mumchanein. That's chazaka. Chazaka in the sense of it's a strong rove. So if that's the case, so one could argue that if I have these two different meanings of the word chazaka, so based on what we said before, Slobodan is lying to me if he says that this basar does not taste like cholov. There's no time of cholov in the basar. If Slobodan says that, he's lying. And therefore, right, I have such a strong presumption that this piece of meat has the time of cholov in it. So therefore, I have no heter to give this piece of meat to Slobodan because it might be Usher, and therefore Slobodan would not be ne'eman to say that it's going to be okay because it's usher for me to give it to him, and consequently he has no ne'emanos, right? In the sense of when you do something that's usher, so you don't have a heter afterwards. This is, it's the same idea that we said. It's just adding a nekuda. When the Bali Ashokhan talks about, let's say the Jew tastes the cholov, and the Jew tells me this cholov has no tam basar in it, is the Jew nema? Right? It could be that in a situation I do in Isser, I lose my nemanos. Right? It's a similar idea to what we're saying now. You lose your nemanos in this case. Oh. Yeah.
But it makes sense for the Jews to lose their money since they're doing something wrong. So the faith was not saying, oh, you're doing something.
Right, so I'm doing something wrong, but what I'm saying is the chazaka, in the sense of the ruba, the lesser kamon, that it's going to taste like cholov, that this piece of basar will taste like cholov, that ruba de lasa kaman is so strong that the goy is not neman to say it's not true, because it's akin to what the Arugas Habosim says, that I only trust the goy when there's a cheskas heter. When there's a cheskas iser, I don't. Over here, it's a slightly different type of chazaka. I'm using a different word of chazaka, but it's the same type of idea. Okay. There is a little more to say about Sadi Basif Aleph, but old Chazon Lamoe, Bezos Hashem, will talk about it tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.